mango maniacs rave about mangoes. So where are they hiding all these magical, aromatic, juicy, almost custardy mangoes of legend? You're listening to Gastropod, the podcast that looks at food through the lens of science and history. I'm Nicola Twilley, and in this episode, we are going on a mango quest.
If I'm going to identify India with one fruit, it is the mango.
This is Sohail Hashmi.
I make documentary films, I organize heritage walks in Delhi, and I write about Delhi.
And Sohail is a mango obsessive. I asked him to describe his relationship with mangoes. And he told us that, sadly, he can't eat mangoes right now because he's been diagnosed with high blood sugar.
But before that, I had an extremely, extremely active relationship with mangoes. My idea was to demolish as many of them as I could at one sitting.
This enthusiastic relationship is something Sohail has in common with many of its fellow Indians. In fact, the national passion for mangoes goes deep in Indian history and culture. There are references to mangoes in Hindu scriptures. The story goes that the Buddha was given a grove of shady mangoes by a follower to rest beneath. Mangoes were exchanged between Indian princes as diplomatic gifts.
Mango is so deeply ingrained in Indian culture of food and of music and of poetry and in embroidery, in carving, and it is the fruit of India.
So it's woven throughout culture, and it's also woven right into the fabric of people's lives.
Mangoes are what made my childhood summers sing, despite the heat. So I grew up in India, I was born in India, and I grew up there. And mangoes are essentially what I waited for every year.
This is Ritu Chatterjee. She's a reporter.
So for me, summers meant it was pretty much all I ate.
Ritu's not the only one who couldn't wait for mango season. All of India goes mango crazy. When the season arrives, which is like late spring or early summer, it's like an event. All the newspapers cover it. There are festivals. When Sohail sees the news that the mangoes are ready, he hires a bus.
What I do, once a year, I take bus loads of people 50 kilometers out of Delhi to spend one day in mango orchards.
There are orchards all along the roads there, miles and miles of orchards, as far as you can see.
So that is where we actually have a mango orgy.
Before the trip, Sohail and his friends make special extra spicy curries that go with the mangoes. And they bring those along into the mango orchard for their orgy.
You eat that, and then you attack the mangoes. You eat stuff, then you eat mangoes, then you eat some more stuff, then eat more mangoes. When you can't look at mangoes, you lie down under the shade of the mango tree. And when you are ready to eat more, there are more mangoes.
So that's obviously one way to eat mangoes, at a mango orgy. But Indians also cook with mangoes.
So the range of food in which mango goes in is virtually countless.
You don't even have to wait for the ripe mangoes to get started on your mango feasting. Ritu told us that one of the first ways people eat mangoes in season is by turning green mangoes into a drink.
You sort of roast the green mangoes over a flame. And then you just take out this soft green pulp and you mix it with water and sugar and some spices and salt. Then you stick it in the refrigerator and it becomes this wonderfully tangy, salty, sweet, spicy, cooling drink.
Or you can cook green mangoes for dinner. Ritu described a mango dal that she said is particular to her home state of West Bengal.
So you take lentils, what we call masoor dal, or it's the orange lentils, and you take chunks of green mango and you cook the lentils with the mangoes.
Just in case you're not already drooling, there's more. There are mango chutneys, there's powdered mango, which adds a sour note to lots of Indian dishes. Once the mangoes are ripe, the dishes turn sweet. Ritu told us that her family would cut up mangoes and bread and soak them in milk.
It's very unsophisticated, but somehow very delicious. Our favorite summer comfort food.